Two other stores somewhat similar to Newbury's was Woolworth and the Kresge store. And those are the three. Kids, mm-hmm. As kids, we always hit those three first when we came into town. Woolworth was, again, a five and dime, and Kresge's also, and Newbury's.
They were all three here at once.
All three. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and five and dimes.
Five and dime store, and that's and exactly what it was.
So yeah. Like a dollar, can we say yeah. That's like the...
Mm-hmm. Like our dollar store in today.
Although...
That song, I found a $1 million baby at a five and dime store.
A whole lot of window shopping went on, but and a whole lot of looking. When you got a quarter for every 2 weeks, you didn't know a whole lot of buying. But again, we're talking about things that you could buy something for a nickel or a dime.
Candy.
And if you had a quarter, you had a lot of money. At least I felt. If I had a quarter, I had a lot of money.
You know, if you had a quarter, you could almost get sick on candy.
Do you have experience in that?
We come in from the country, and we'd only come in about every 2 weeks, payday. But we weren't allowed to cross the street, so the only dime store we, five and dime store we, dealt at was Woolworth's. And we'd get a dime. We'd get a dime, and whatever we wanted to buy in there for a dime. And I started collecting little miniature animals, and I still have them at home. They're sitting on my buffet. Oh, little fawns and chickens and little animals. And it still says at the bottom of them, 10 cents.
My dad had a gas station at the corner of 2nd and Chestnut Street, and my mom and I would walk down, uptown and downtown, and we bought a small, it looks like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree now to what they do, but we bought it at the lower Woolworths, and then we took it over and we decorated the station window for Christmas with lights on it. And I still remember going in there and getting that and carrying it all the way down to 2nd Street.
Bought a quarter Baby Ruth. It was probably an inch and a half across and a foot long.
Huge.
All for 25 cents.
You could also, though, speaking of candy, and I've told this one before, you could go into Gallagher's. That was a drugstore. And I had two brothers, and we got a quarter every 2 weeks. And we would beat it uptown. And the first place we went to would be to Gallagher's. And they had this big block of chocolate. And
solid.
One of us would decide which one would spend their quarter first. Mm-hmm. And one of us would ask for a quarter's worth of that chocolate. And depending on how big a piece that one person got, and usually it was bigger than your hand, if it wasn't bigger than your hand for a quarter, the other two didn't get it. That wasn't enough. But if it was bigger than your hand, then the other two would get it, and we would take that piece of chocolate, and we had spent all of our money for those 2 weeks, our allowance. But then we took off for Woolworths and Kresge's and Newbury's just to look, chewing on that chocolate.